Good afternoon and welcome to Arrowhead Stadium with Andrew Mason and Gray Caldwell. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Broncos TV pregame show. As you can see today behind us, an absolutely glorious day here in Kansas City, the warmest we've seen here in December in a long, long time. And Broncos getting ready to face the Chiefs and wrap up the third quarter of this schedule that has been all AFC and partly division heavy. We'll get to that in a minute, but first the news this week, Gray. We'll start with Kevin Vickerson. We'll hit on Derek Wolfe too, but Broncos getting ready to play without Kevin Vickerson, one of the two tackles who started every game, and they've had most of the week to prepare, but it'll be a different look up front for this game.
Well, interim head coach Jack Del Rio said on Monday when he got the injury reports back that it was pretty good news, with the exception of Kevin Vickerson. And it turned out that news was pretty bad. With a hip injury, he's on injured reserve now. And we talked with Terrence Knighton in the locker room this week. He says he understands it's going to rely on him now. It's going to be on his shoulders. He was the D tackle that had played the most snaps so far this season.
Right.
So he knows that role is going to increase even more. And really, first-round pick Sylvester Williams. Now might be his time to shine. Jack Del Rio had said earlier in the season, it's not really so much his skill level that's dictated how much he's played. It's been the guys in front of him. Now, there's one less guy in front of him, and it's really going to be his time to step up. We also talked to him. He said he was looking forward to that challenge. He was going to miss Kevin Vickerson's leadership, but he's ready to show what he can do.
Yeah, we taped this right now 24 hours ago, Andrew. We're also talking about Derek Wolfe. Derek Wolfe didn't make the trip out here to Kansas City, got ill on the team bus ride to the airport, going to try and figure out, again, what Gray touched on, what they can do without 95.
Yeah, and that's maybe a little bit more fuzzy than replacing Vickerson, because Wolfe, you know, you see him at defensive end in the starting lineup in the base package, but you also see him move inside the defensive tackle when the Broncos are in pass rush situations. So you've really got to replace almost like two guys there. Malik Jackson's going to see a lot more playing time, I think, in relief of Derek Wolfe, because he handles that dual inside-outside role. But Malik and Derek Wolfe together have played 151 snaps this year, mostly in pass rush situations. So, you know, when they would ordinarily be lined up together, who replaces him? I think you might see Robert Ayers, who's had that dual role before, maybe get inside a lot, and maybe a little more from Terrence Knight in the pass rush than we've seen in previous weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Broncos fighting their fair share of injuries. Knowshon Moreno left Foxborough last week on crutches. He's probably going to go today. But also the Chiefs, Tom Ali, Justin Houston, their two main edge rushers, those guys both injured last week. Ali thinks he's going to go today. We'll see come kickoff. But again, back to Vickerson. Here's Terrence Knighton earlier this week at Dove Valley on what it meant to lose Vickerson for the year.
Out of everybody, it's probably hurt me the most, just because, you know, that's what any team with two D tackles, you know, they build that relationship, and they take pride in being the big guys on the team. You know, we walk through the locker room, everybody moves. You know, that's just the mentality of D tackles. And I'm going to miss him being out there, but I'm definitely going to play, you know, for him and play harder for him and, you know, represent him well.
That's Knighton earlier this week. Again, everyone kind of coming to grips with the fact that Vickerson has moved to IR. So we talked about injuries. Now let's kind of go big picture, what this game means. 2 weeks ago, there was a big position swing when the Broncos beat the Chiefs, going from fifth in the AFC playoff race to first. Same thing can happen today. Chiefs lost last week. Broncos lost last week. Both teams want to get a win. Could this crowd, Andrew, you've been here a ton of times, how much can this crowd play a role? And can the Broncos stick to what they want to do here on the road at Arrowhead?
It can potentially play a huge role, just because the noise level's gotten back to where it was in the 1990s, early 2000s, when this place was the loudest stadium in the league. It went away from that the last years, but it's back to that. But that being said, you know, Peyton Manning, he's been here before. He's been in an adverse situation in terms of the crowd noise. It was 10 years ago in the playoffs, divisional round, a day much like this one, sunny and you know, pleasant temperatures. But a key thing was that, you know, not an empty seat in the house, and the crowd was exceptionally loud, and the Colts that day got 38 points. Manning knows how to operate this offense in a raucous environment. I don't think it's going to faze him all that much.
Broncos will wrap up the quarter, Gray, with AFC West, AFC West, AFC, AFC West. Tough portion of the schedule. Jack Del Rio made it clear. Look, they'll look at it afterwards, but they have been approaching this week in prep the same way they approached each week, just this game.
Well, they've been talking about this tough stretch where it was Chiefs, Patriots, Chiefs. And Jack Del Rio said, yeah, you can look at it like that, but we don't. We take it one game at a time, and Head coach John Fox surprised the team on Thanksgiving and spoke to them after practice, and we heard in the locker room that one of his messages was closing out this quarter of the season strong. He likes to break it up into four games, a quarter at a time. So they want to close out strong. They know this is important. They always say division games count double, especially when you're tied with the Chiefs atop the division right now. Want to make sure you get that second win, the sweep of the series, and that basically puts the Chiefs two games back on the Broncos.
Yeah, really a unique way the schedule shook out when it came out back in April. Chiefs, and then the Chiefs again 2 weeks later. Here's Peyton Manning earlier this week at Dove Valley on how much the fact these games are playing so close together affected the offense's prep.
This is the last game of the third quarter. It's kind of how we break our seasons down into quarters, and it's been a there's no question it's been a challenging quarter, and we knew it was going to be that way when the schedule came out. But the key is kind of how you finish, you know, how you finish a game, how you finish a play, and certainly how you finish this fourth quarter. Doesn't get much tougher going on the road playing a division team, and what I've always said is one of the loudest places to play, and a team that's got their backs against the wall too after losing two in a row. They'll be motivated, and they have a lot of pride as well. So that's kind of the challenge, is how do we respond coming off last week's game, going to play a tough team on the road.
That was Peyton Manning, and that will do it for us, everyone. Enjoy the game. Remember, if you made plans for this game, you thought it was going on right now. It's not. The game got flexed. CBS picked it up for the afternoon game instead of New England and Houston. Game will air at 2:25 on CBS. For Gray, for Andrew, I'm Chris. Thanks so much for watching, and enjoy the game.